Isaiah. Chapter 1. The vision of Isaiah. Jehovah has saved. The son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and listen, O earth. Because the Lord, Jehovah, has spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his owner, and the donkey his master's feeding trough, but Israel does not know, my people do not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people loaded down with sin, descendants of evildoers, children who are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord Jehovah, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel to anger, they have gone away backwards. Why should you be punished any more? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head there is no soundness in it, but only wounds, and bruises, and seeping sores. That have not been closed, neither bound up, nor soothed with ointment. Your country is desolate, your cities are burned with fire. Strangers devour your land, in your presence, and it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion, Jerusalem, is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Unless the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, had left us a very small remnant, we would have been as Sodom, and we would have been like Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord Jehovah, you rulers of Sodom, give ear to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me? Says the Lord Jehovah. I am full of the burnt offerings of rams, and the fat of fed beasts, and I do not delight in the blood of bulls, or of lambs, or of male goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this at your hand, to tread my courts? Do not bring any more vain sacrifices, incense is an abomination to me, the new moons and Sabbaths, Saturdays. The calling of assemblies, I cannot stand, even the solemn meeting is sin. My soul hates your new moons and your appointed feasts. They are a trouble to me, I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yes, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourself, make yourself clean. Put away the evil of your deeds from before my eyes, cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord Jehovah, though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured with the sword, because the mouth of the Lord Jehovah has spoken it. How the faithful city has become a prostitute. It was full of judgment. Righteousness lodged in it. But now murderers. Your silver has become dross waste. Your wine is watered down. Your princes are rebellious, and companions of thieves. Everyone loves bribes, and follows after rewards. They do not judge in behalf of the fatherless, neither does the cause of the widow come before them. Therefore the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, the mighty one of Israel, says, Ah, I will ease myself of my adversaries, and avenge myself of my enemies. And I will turn my hand upon you, and purely purge away your dross waste, and take away all your tin. And I will restore your judges as at the first, and your counselors as at the beginning, afterward you will be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion will be redeemed with judgment, and her converts with righteousness. And the destruction of the transgressors, ungodly, and of the sinners will be together, and those who forsake the Lord Jehovah will be consumed. Because they will be ashamed of the oaks which you have desired, and you will be confounded for the gardens that you have chosen. Because you will be as an oak whose leaf fades, and as a garden that has no water. And the strong will be as kindling, and its maker as a spark, and they will both burn together, and none will quench them.